The U.S. president and the European Commission chief has announced joint steps to end a trade row between the two sides.
We met right here at the White House to launch a new phase in the relationship between the United States and the European Union, a phase of close friendship, of strong trade relations in which both of us will win, of working better together for global security and prosperity, and of fighting jointly against terrorism.
I had one intention. I had the intention to make a deal today, and we made a deal today.
Well, Trump and Juncker made those comments at a press briefing at the White House. Trump indicated that the two sides agreed to move towards zero tariffs on industrial goods. The U.S. president also said the U.S. and the EU will increase trade in services and a range of products. The U.S. and the EU have been locked in a trade dispute after Trump's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the bloc. Joining us live now from Ontario is Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is an international lawyer. Mr. Corrigan, thanks for joining us. You know, there was always the threat, Mr. Corrigan, of taking the U.S. to the WTO by all of the above, especially the EU as well. Do you think that's partly played into why Trump may have ceded a bit to the EU?
I think that's certainly part of the game. There's, you know, pressure coming from all different directions. And the United, you know, the European Union is, you know, is a powerhouse in its own right, and, you know, represents, you know, some of the most strongest economic forces on the planet. You know, Germany, France, England, Italy, for example, are all, you know, fairly thriving and strong economies, and, you know, equal to the United States. I think part of the problem is that Trump realizes that a lot of his base in sort of the agricultural hinterland of the United States is suffering terribly. There is billions of dollars worth of meat sitting in warehouses that they can't sell. And this is, and, you know, President Trump was going to have to put billions of dollars in to compensate that. And this is affecting the people who voted him. And I think the light has finally come on that he needs to understand that he's president of a country, but he needs to work with his administration, the bureaucracy, of course, the Senate and the Congress, not to mention a whole host of international organizations like the World, you know, Monetary Fund and you know, different things. So he's learning on the job, but the problem is, of course, he had no political experience. He is largely a con man who likes to try to bully people and get his way with things. And he thinks the last, you know, thought that comes out of his head, he thinks must be true, which in many, many cases has been proven to be false. So Trump's lack of experience as president now is coming, starting to, maybe he's actually learning a bit that he needs to cooperate with his friends or he will have no friends. And the Europeans have said that, you know, don't treat your friends like enemies or they will become enemies. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, talk that, you know, the Germans are saying that the Europe does not need the United States to defend itself. There's, you know, a lot of opposition in France. And of course, England is going through its own sort of a political crisis with Brexit, not knowing what's going to happen with its relationship with the European Union and, of course, even the United States. So there's a lot of different factors there. But I think the light has come on Trump, and now he realizes that he actually has to work with people, and he can't just be a bully and get away with what he wants. And some of the decisions that he's made without, I think, thinking through all of the consequences are hurting people that voted for him and hurting his base, which, of course, would threaten, you know, not only his re-election, but also the whole, you know, Republican Party in the United States.
Fair enough, Mr. Corrigan. We'll leave there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to speak to us.